I'm Nicky Scarlatta.
I'm JoJo Scarlatta. With Scarlattas.
And you're watching the It's Content Podcast.
You're tuning in to the It's Content Podcast. We got something cooking up for you.
Now go make me a fucking sandwich.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'm gonna stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
Couple hours.
How many dollars?
Couple hours.
Dollars.
How was the meter? You could pay a couple dollars for the meter? Couple bucks.
It was wide, only $5. In New York, that'd have been like 25.
Right.
$25.
Yeah. Another reason why Boston's the best. We're here, man. We're here with the Scarlatta Twins. It's Content Podcast. It's been a long time coming. It's been a very long time coming.
You got
for
shades
this.
On too over there?
Damn, I'm the only one with the shades.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Fucked up.
No hat, no sunglasses.
No, not
fresh tape up though.
Orange beard. Orange beard.
What does the orange beard have to do with anything?
I mean, you're just out of place.
You're just not. You missed the invite.
I'm out of place.
Yes, you're out of place.
But thanks for having us, fellas.
Yeah, we're here, man. How was the drive in? How was the ride in?
Not bad. 4 hours. It's usually like 4 hours, give or take. It's just, you know, you go 100 the whole way. Yeah, here in 3 and a half.
Did you bring me a dozen bagels like I asked you guys to?
I didn't.
Couldn't make the trip.
They would have got stale with this weather.
I got a text at 4:30 in the morning from you guys. I was expecting you guys to show up a little late, but I'm glad
we're
guys
never
got
late.
Here on time.
We don't like to be late.
Yeah, I don't like people who are late because they're inconsiderate about time.
Right.
And I'm a considerate person, so I'm never late.
The bagels, though, what's going on over there? What's the best bagel spot in NYC or New York in general? What's your go-to?
I love Russ and Daughters in New York City. House
the fuck
and
did
street.
You just say?
Russ and Daughters.
Russ and Daughters.
It's a Jewish deli. Fucking, but $20 a bagel because they do it for fresh salmon.
$20?
It's like $20. Yeah, yeah.
That's why, because of the bagel, though? That's why it's 20?
No, just the lox.
That's what.
Yeah. Utopia Bagels is good.
Yeah.
What about Anthony and Son's Panini Shop? You guys go there a lot or no?
Yeah, they're good. Sabino's and
they're really good.
They're delicious. I always go for a fucking Godfather sandwich from them.
Well, what's in that?
I forgot.
Everything.
But yeah, that thing is like loaded. It's got everything. So anything you name it, it's probably in it.
Yeah, the panini shop is good. But back to the bagels real quick. What is lox? What's the lox? What is that?
Salmon.
It's salmon. It's like sliced salmon with cream
capers.
Cheese. You do it with the capers, tomatoes, onions.
All right. I don't even know what the lox
is. Yeah, I never had it. I don't
fish
like salmon.
Fish and bagels?
Style P, the lox.
Fish and bagels, though? It's good.
No, it's phenomenal. I only eat it from there. Phenomenal.
You got to get it from the right. I only had lox literally once, but apparently you got to get it from the right place.
Yeah, Russ and Daughters is the best in New York City. Anyways, yeah, the bagels are better in New York than Boston. In my opinion.
I agree, though.
Probably, yeah. I don't really know any. Like I feel like what's breakfast spots big here? Like, not really breakfast, but like, there's not really any, like, bagel spots here, would you say?
I mean, there's Cat's Bagels in Chelsea, which is good. But other than that, I'm fucking at Market Basket shopping.
I got a bacon, egg, and cheese earlier from Boston, and
bro,
it was
ass cheese.
It's rough. It's rough. It's like two pieces of bacon.
Is this the one you got last time with the SpongeBob?
No, that was a different time. I was waiting to see if history would repeat itself. It didn't. But I was
wait, you got amazing. Another one? You said
we just got one before when we first.
But we
got
didn't
it.
Go to the place. We didn't go to the place you told us.
We didn't go to the place you went to.
We fucked up. We fucked up.
Yeah.
I told them you should have went to Frank Anthony's.
Frank Anthony's Market. Seaport is very good. I'm about to have my coffee in there. I gotta get you guys the coffee. My new coffee, Beantown Brew.
Oh, hell yeah.
Swing some Tommy.
Brew, baby. Oh, yeah. As long as you guys fucked with the oil?
Yeah, bro. My dad loves it. My dad's been using the glaze and the oil all the time.
When you come to the house and you just fucking pour it on.
I want Big Joe on the podcast
Big
next
Joe.
Time.
Yeah, we'll bring him down. Next time.
We're going to have to do another podcast.
Bring him down next time.
I thought he was going to come this time. It's funny. People were sliding up about you guys coming and be like, oh, there's the father coming with them.
Oh, that's fucking hysterical.
I know. Next time we'll get him out here.
He definitely, he really wants to come out here. He's actually, thank God now he's retiring from his city. He's retiring from his city job now. So that's exciting.
You got him fucking making the cash.
Now we
got him making the cash. On social media.
How long he's been in there for?
40 years almost.
Yeah, 38 years total.
What'd he do?
He was in construction. he was in construction labor with the DEP for like almost 40 years and finally retiring. Guy put in his time. He deserves it.
And you guys retired too. You guys are full-time social media guys.
Just a year and a half.
retired about 1 year.
Sorry. How's full-time social media life been for you guys?
Fucking awesome, bro. It's amazing to finally like wake up like with a smile on your face. Like, yo, I get to do this
not
shit.
Waking up miserable at 6 a.m.
Not waking up fucking by the skin of your balls in freezing fucking 10 degree weather. You know what I mean?
It's like, a blessing. What was your shift? You guys probably switched off, but like, what was your main shift for
union? I did 4 to 12 shift. I did midnight shifts and morning shifts, all in recycled within a year and a half, 2 years. And Nikki did 4 to 12 shift for the entire year.
Yeah.
You got no life with that shift. You know what I mean? It was miserable.
Union guy.
It was union.
Union's a great job, but right now we're doing something, you know, we want to do.
So much bigger.
Nah, bro. Yeah. Respect
everyone doing it, though.
But yeah. I definitely respect it, bro. Someone's got to do it, right?
And it's definitely not easy, you know, but you got to pick a heart at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Chasing the dream.
The dream. That's what it's all about. So speaking of chasing the dream, let's talk about how you guys got started with content and social media. I actually just listened to some of your podcasts with Duke Gomez. Shout out Duke. And you guys started earlier than TikTok. You guys were on Vine.
Vine,
yeah, Tommy.
Was that the start of like your social media career?
Yeah,
in a sense. So take me through 13? That.
Yeah, we were like 13 years old,
13, man. 14, just like messing around with the videos. We seen a lot of Viners, Rudy Mancuso, Nicholas Megalis at the time. We were really we were big fans of them, and we just started doing little skits, like messing with my dad or messing with each other, doing like little
six-second skits, bro. I can't even think about that, bro. That gives me anxiety,
We actually at the time had like 3,000-4,000 followers. Which at the time was a lot. But here's the thing: we had a lot of Staten Island, like
notoriety. That's the fucking New York accent again. Kicking it out.
Notoriety.
At the time, we had we had a ton of that. Like, people were coming up to us at the mall, at the movies. We were signing phone cases at like 13, but we stopped. Going into high school, we stopped because we didn't want to be looked at as like. You know what I mean? We didn't know how people would perceive it. That was a mistake. Mm-hmm. But all roads lead back to this. So that is...
It's a tough age too, bro. Because I started this at 20. And even like the shit talking kind of got to me then. But I powered through it, obviously. So I can't imagine at like 14, 15, you're like, oh, I don't want to be looked at as like, people calling me a pussy and a bitch and all this shit.
Back then you're 13, you're 14, you really give a shit of what these you fucking care people, about what people like, say, what they have to say. You know what I mean? Like now, who gives a shit?
That's a tough
thing. But at 13, 14, going in middle school, high school, like, yeah, you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. No, it is a tough age, especially to start something like that, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's kind of crazy. You guys are taking pictures and shit with people at like 14, 15.
That was the craziest experience. And then obviously you guys know after that, 2-3 years later, we found music. We started making music. We did that full time for like 4 years. And then after that, we really didn't know what to do. And that's when we just started trying new shit and we found this lane.
You guys were punks, huh? You guys were punks.
It could have been worse.
What murder.
Yeah, you know what's crazy too is like when Vine came out and the people started getting like popping on Vine, you were considered Vine famous. Now people are called influencers. Like influencers really weren't a thing.
No, they weren't.
You know, like fast forward now, it's like normal to be an influencer. Like we're fucking influencers. Right?
Yeah, there really wasn't a lot, bro. I mean, even look at like someone like who was really big on there, like Josh Richards, bro. Look at him now, bro. He just stuck to it and he's fucking
huge. He's on Barstool, he's
King Batch too, though. King Batch was
all those dudes that were big on Vine and they kept doing it. They ended up getting huge. I mean, the Pauls were on there too.
Yeah, everybody.
They were on YouTube
bro.
Before, but they were on there too.
A lot of people were on.
But even before that, bro, like what? How, like obviously tell us how you grew up and shit growing up Italian in Staten Island, but what was like your inspiration to even do that? Like what, like how did you grow up? Like what was your favorite comedy movies and shit growing up? Like what was your inspiration?
I mean, that's bro, we question. Just kind of always like, in a sense, I guess we were kind of always like fucked around and were like funny in a sense. Mm-hmm. And we always loved like movies. So my grandfather, since we were young, would always bring us to movies, like seeing the Spider-Man War of the Worlds when we were like fucking 3-4. So he, you know, got us into movies. And through that, a sense of humor was built, I guess. And we were always just fucking around in school, getting teachers to love us, getting people to laugh. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was always a little bit of a part of us, but who the fuck would have thought it would have turned into a career?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in a sense, I could say I thought it would have happened, but I don't really know.
You know, I actually was on the phone with one of our best friends, my boy, Drew. Shout out, Drew. Because he knows us. He's working on our website right now. He knows us better than almost anybody. He was telling us, he grew up with us since we were 7. He's like, you guys have always gravitated towards that life. You were always into the YouTube videos when we were like 7-8 years old. You were always making people laugh. He's like, you subconsciously did that as you were little and it just translated as you got older. So it's like, you've really been doing it forever. Just the public eye.
Same shit.
It's funny because like I never knew why the fuck I did it because when people would ask me, until recently I actually thought about it and I'm like, bro, when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old, bro, I would make like movies with my friends on a flip video camera and edit it and shit and post it on Facebook. So like even from that young age, obviously I stopped in high school and shit, but from that young age, like I always liked being on camera, like doing comedy. Like it was just crazy. And then obviously growing up Italian, like you guys can attest to this, bro. You grow up in a household full of fucking, everyone's a ball breaker, you know, especially with your friend group too. It's like, you learn to just like give and take jokes and shit. And it's kind of instilled in you.
Hell yeah.
It's part of it, bro. You got to be able to, it's what comes with the territory. You got to be able to deal with any type of hate if you want to see any success. 100%. We all fucking know that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we, at the end of the day, dealt with that at an early age, like an earlier age than most, I would say.
Yeah, because in terms of like we were in high school and we started dropping music, and it's like, yeah, we had a lot of people who like really fucked and like loved that music. They fucked with it. And then you obviously got the people who were like, oh, these kids are making, they think they're going to be rappers. And
punks.
Then
it was punks.
And it's like, oh, what do they, they're going to be fucking Instagram famous or influencers. And now like, fucking look what happens when you put the work in consistently. Like, you know what I mean?
Put the work in, bro.
You know what's funny though? It's just crazy how we're all the same age. Like, I feel like we've known each other forever, bro. Like, it's all just genuine, you know?
It's crazy.
And we met through this shit. We met through
the reference.
I remember when I fucking seen your content. It was when you were doing like the boyfriend.
Yeah, way back, bro.
And I think that's maybe when you saw mine, because you started following
me. Crazy, bro? I looked back at my first Growing Up Italian podcast with him, Summertime. I think we maybe just connected. I don't know if we connected yet, but they were asking like our favorite influences. I said you guys were like my favorite, bro.
Wow.
Oh, shit, I remember I seen the first video. It was the waiter one, bro. You came out, you were like, we need the chicken, the turkey, the cheese, the whatever the fuck you were saying. I don't even know what you were saying. You were taking a bite of something.
I was a waiter. I was waiting tables at the shift.
It's
crazy. That's what I was doing. And I was like, yo, Nick, record this real quick. I hit the pen once or twice.
That's all it takes.
And I was like,
I don't know, bro. I just always like that's my sense of humor, bro. I don't know. I just thought it was mad funny. Obviously started following
we're
you
huge
guys.
Like I'm a really big well, obviously you guys probably too love Sandler, love like Chris Farley,
it's the same
like
comedy,
love that
bro.
Whole like the old Kevin James, like
Will
I love
Farrell,
that
comedy, that type that of comedy is like just the greatest.
It's just
comedy.
Crazy they all met each other on SNL. I think they were 24 23 24
yeah, like, we're 24 same kind of shit, bro. You always make that reference. You're like, we all met each other, they all met each other at the same age, like doing whatever the fuck they were, entertainment.
It's just crazy,
you know what I mean? So it's kind of like parallels with that,
it's
which
crazy.
Is cool.
And so many people, man, I can't even like tell you how many people everywhere we go, they're like, yo, when are you guys linking with the Boston kids again?
Bro, us too,
like,
bro.
Like they love Boston.
They always say, I always see you guys. It's always like, yo, I always see you guys in the deli with the Boston kids. That's the video that for some reason is always on everyone's for you.
No, what's crazy, bro? We did how many skits in the deli? 4 or 5?
Right?
And we recycled them through a few times, but it's like, we really haven't done that many in the deli.
That's true, bro.
How hungover were we all?
Oh my God.
That
was our first time.
We were probably, what, 40%, 30%? Maybe going out there.
We didn't have none script. We went there. It was like, yeah, dude, walking with the New York stuff. Yeah, you fucking suck. Like,
and that was like, that was the last day. That was the morning of us going back to New York on our first trip here.
Yeah.
And we were like, yo, let's just do some deli skits. Obviously, we did a few hours and it turned into that. And it's like, holy shit. Sometimes
why do you think
know,
people
man.
Like gravitate so much to the Boston, New York shit?
It's just, it's like, it's that, I just feel like the Boston, New York rivalry in a sense is just,
it's
always
like
great.
Nostalgia, bro.
Yeah,
it brings back the
2000 Yankees, Red Sox.
Like, there's not that many sports rivalries with Boston and New York anymore.
Red Sox and Yankees, it's like not even bad anymore.
There used to be Sox and Yankees. Yeah. There used to be, you know, Giants and Pats, obviously. Yeah, there used to be fucking anything, bro. Anything New York.
People love the dynamic, too.
You know what's crazy, too, though, with what I was just saying earlier is like, you guys are genuine. We're genuine. When we put that genuine energy into the videos, people receive that, bro. You know what I mean?
It's not forced, bro. That's the organic is the real word for it, bro.
That's a fact.
All of it's very organic.
There's the followers, the people who were like, when the video pops up on their phone and they watch it, they could sense when it's staged or when it's actually fucking like on spot hysterical.
Well, bro, even at our pop up event when you guys came, like you had people noticing you, bro. Like we have a very overlap, like followers. Like our followers overlap, which is dope.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, but I mean, Massachusetts and New York are very close.
Yeah,
very.
You know what I mean?
Like, when we walk around here, bro, people will notice you guys too.
Bro, I went to Miami. I went to the Kith store. I was shopping. They have like a little Kith fucking treats ice cream thing. I'm sitting there. This kid's staring at me. Got a Mets hat on. And he's like, yo, you're that deli dude that does the stuff with the New York guys.
That's
dude,
that's amazing.
It is.
That's what it's all about, bro.
It is, bro.
People love it.
It's dope, bro. So tell me about your, what was your first transition to TikTok? Like what was the first video you did? Was it that one I was just
describing? The first one I did was, was the garlic bread video with Frank Food Boss. Shout out to Frank and my father, right?
Okay,
so like we were just at Frank's house because Frank's literally our neighbor. We like lived next to him for 20 years.
That's funny.
And we just, you know, we were at his house eating.
Talking about
drinking.
The Food Boss?
That's
food
awesome.
Boss. Shout out to Food Boss.
Shout out
to Food Boss.
Frankie.
We might have to go over there and eat when we go to New York.
Do a collab.
So we did we were just chilling and then they said something. My dad said something about the garlic bread and I'm like, you know, say it again. And they just did it as a joke and they kept going on. And that shit just did numbers. And then like a month later, we would air again and we did a part two and it did like an insane numbers again. So I started doing my own skits because I couldn't always just rely on a garlic bread video.
Of course,
and I would do little skits of my uncle or my father and it started picking up. And I just stuck
bro, what
with
about
it.
The one when you put your shoe on the fucking table?
Oh, the scops.
Oh, the scops. Scop Brazilian.
Yeah, that was mad whack. Funny,
dude, that was after a party.
Oh, my God.
And that was like a family party. And me, him, and Frank, and my dad's in another one, but he had to get it. So my dad couldn't get his leg up there. Like, he couldn't, like, kick his leg up there. So we had to, like, place his leg up there in one of them. Bro. And he goes, I would put it up there, but it's already there. So it's fucking hysterical. But we were whacked out that night, bro.
And then eventually it was just like me doing them and I would get my dad in a few of them. Then Nikki started hopping in a few of them. Then Nikki started doing his own. And then after that, me and Nikki just... That's it.
Can we also establish you guys are two people? Everyone thinks you're one person,
when
right?
When I first seen you guys, crazy. I thought I didn't know. I seen two pages. I'm like, wait, they're twins.
Yeah. I noticed it pretty early on, I think. But yeah, people will still say to you, though, like they think you're one person.
Yeah, people. Yeah, I follow like, you're twins. I literally got a DM the other day asking, like, what I edit on. Like, look. Into the camera, two people.
Yeah, seriously.
So who's Nikki and who's JoJo so everyone can see it?
They can figure it out.
Yeah, fuck that.
I think we got to talk about the Giants and the Patriots game last week.
You know Tommy Cutlets? You ever heard of him?
No, I've been doing it. I heard of him.
He's a lot better than fucking Mac Jones. Yeah. I'll tell you that. Mac Jones blows.
Listen, we got Zappy.
He blows.
He's bad.
Like, he blows, though.
He's fucking he's like, so great. Like Mac
he's
Jones like so,
he's not an
like,
NFL caliber quarterback.
You know what, though? The Pats ruined him.
Pats suck too.
The Pats ruined. They ruined him though.
Yeah, but he sucks.
Dude, I seen this. He made NFL top 100 his rookie year.
He had a good rookie year.
They had all these stars coming in talking good about him.
I don't think it's all Mac. I don't. I think Belichick definitely plays into it. The team, the weapons he has, but. He fucking blows.
And other than the Christian Gonzalez pick, they've been drafting like shit on the offensive side of the ball for the last like 6 years. I think it finally caught up to the Patriots.
No playmakers.
That's what I think happened. Like, I think it finally caught up to
them. Our boy Devontae Parker. You guys got Juju, but like arguably, who is Mac Jones' best receiver? Jacoby Myers before that?
And he left.
He's not even on the team anymore.
No, he's on fucking, what is he, Raiders?
He's on Raiders,
You gotta feed, you gotta feed Devontae.
I like the Ramondre and the Elliott though.
It's a nice combo. Ramondre's a dog.
I mean, not to mention, bro, our whole defense got hurt. This year too. Judon's out. Judon Gonzalez out.
Marcus Jones.
Yeah. Jack Jones fucking
Jack Jones.
Bringing guns into the airport.
You
like
a crazy?
Fucking moron.
You guys traded for J.C. Jackson. He's back.
J.C. Jackson's back. Yeah, he's another one who's fucking
after committing robbery on the Chargers. Right.
Dude, bro, I don't even know. I don't even know where it's going. But are the Giants making the playoffs this year? What's going on?
Fucking not, bro.
I want a fucking top three. I want a top three draft pick. We just keep winning senseless games and just wrecking our own draft pick.
All right, but what's like your actual take on Tommy DeVito? You think he's like actually a good caliber quarterback?
I'll be honest. He's not afraid to throw the fucking ball. Like,
what'd you just say over there?
Tommy DeVito's not a franchise quarterback.
Oh, I thought you just said he is a franchise.
Nah, but he's definitely like, he could definitely be a good backup, a good locker room guy right now. He's definitely not afraid to sling it. So I respect the kid.
Tommy Cutlets can make it in New York in the sense of like he could be a star in New York.
Yeah.
He already is.
He's playing fucking ball.
And it's making your season fun though. Yeah. Even for a losing season, it's fun. Over here where it's like, Jesus Christ, I can't even watch the
when's
game.
When's he going to end?
At least he's fucking Italian. Matt's not even Italian. He's a fucking ballet tap dancer. You know, Mac was a tap dancer back in the day?
No, he wasn't.
It makes sense now.
But he's a little kid. Yeah, he's a tap dancer.
And he has no footwork in the pocket.
He has zero footwork. None of it paid off.
Fucking, what a joke.
I want to see Malik Cunningham, too, in action.
I do.
I want to see Malik Cunningham, Louisville.
Do you guys
still,
who's the kid? Kayshawn Beauty?
Yeah.
You still
he wants to leave, too. They drafted him. He don't even want to be here.
They don't even play him, though, right?
No one wants to be here. I don't even want to be here. I don't even want to be a fan anymore.
They're like the Giants, too. Like the Giants, I can't remember the last time other than literally last week when Hyatt had 100 yards, the last time the Giants scored like an opening drive touchdown or a first half fucking touchdown.
It's crazy. I'm a Buffalo fan nowadays.
He went to a Buffalo game. Went to his first Buffalo game.
Yeah, but Josh Allen's also kind of mid, too.
Dude, it's their coach, dude. They suck.
You know what it is? They got injuries, too. They also got to invest in an actual wide receiver, too. I don't think Gabe Davis is cut out to be a wide receiver, too. I think he could be be a three. Yeah. Khalil Shakir, like it needs to be Diggs, someone else, and Kincaid. And I think they could have a sick Kincaid's firepower. Good. Dude, they offense. Got
their whole defense.
They need like a good wide receiver.
I got a question though. Why does New York have 9 sports teams? That's my question. You got the Giants. Who else we got?
We got Jets, Giants,
Yankees, Buffalo. Mets.
Yankees, Mets, Knicks.
Mets.
Nets. Buffalo Bills,
Islanders, Rangers.
Like, do you guys claim Buffalo in New York or no?
I mean, not really.
People it's forget like fucking there. Buffalo's in New York. Everyone thinks New York sports team Jets, Giants.
Not right.
The fucking Bills. Fuck
the Bills. Yeah. What's Bills like?
They'll never win one.
They'll never win.
Hell no.
I don't know, man. I thought Josh Allen was a fucking a guy for a little bit.
He is the guy. It's that coach is a nitwit.
He's a nitwit.
Just horrible. You know who got to get Rex Ryan? Them. Get Rex Ryan back on the Bills.
They got to get an O-line, too. The O-line's pretty mid.
Oh, wait. I wanted to bring up your stand-up comedy. You still doing that? What's going on?
I haven't, Tom. So I did like 8 or 9 shows, and then like I haven't done it in like over a year. Something I definitely thought about getting back into. But like right now, a lot of other moving parts are going on. Like we just filmed the show. You know, we're trying to figure out what we want to work on in a sense of like what we want to start producing short film skits, movies. And it's like, that's a big commitment. It's a big commitment. And it's not easy. You know what I mean? It's not easy.
I feel like the social media shit, there's no sailing. With stand-up comedy, hard. Like,
no, stand-up comedy takes a lot of energy, bro. I think stand-up comedy should be something like,
I want to do
work
it again.
On the side, bro. Just work on the side. Yeah. Write, you know what I mean? Write jokes when you think of shit.
Yeah.
And then do it when you can. But it's not something you should be like, oh, this is what I put all my eggs.
Yeah, I'm not like dying to be a stand-up comedian. No, I'm cool with being just a comedian.
You
know
what you should do, bro, is you build your brand up big enough so when you're big enough, then you do a show and you sell out the fucking place.
Yeah, I would love to do something.
You don't have to be
like
the best
bro.
Stand-up comedian, but if people are coming to see you, you know
I got
mean?
A stage presence. I always envision if I did stand-up again, I would love to do my own show, but it's different. Like, I would love to have, like, a DJ make
bro,
it, like,
yes,
an actual
yes.
show.
That's what we're trying to do. I think you guys join its content somehow. I think we figure out a way to fucking...
We'll get fucking CJ to perform. We'll do one in New York. We'll get someone to perform here.
ABG Neil.
Yeah, we'll call Neil too, man. But we love
the bag
to,
and run it up.
We'd love to start making monthly Boston trips, to be completely honest.
Yeah. It's, in bro, the works. It's in the works.
I mean, it's just because we just have so much shit that's attainable here. Like, so much access to venues, to restaurants.
We got the juice. We got the juice.
To, like, anything we want, bro, really. So if we ever did do, like, a show, it's like we can go to any of the hottest clubs there and do a show.
No questions asked. I'll tell you what, like, New York, it's very hard to, like, really get plugs.
Of course, bro.
Unless you're Meals by Kooj, right?
Meals by Kooj is a different breed, though, bro.
You know, but
he's
dude's doing brand deals with the Rangers and then tasting the ice and saying it's like, oh, pure fucking
Columbia Coke.
It's just crazy. Crying, it's crazy.
They just let him do whatever he wants.
That's
bro.
That's so dope.
He's just mega viral, bro. He's just mega viral.
Kooj is fucking funny, man.
No, what it is too, though, bro, Boston doesn't have a lot of celebrities come through here. So, like, the athletes here are the celebrities.
Yeah.
And, like, now we're starting to, like, get up there as, like, that those high, like, higher profile. We're not celebrities, but, like, we're higher profile people.
It's way more tight knit, too, Boston. Like, it's way more tight knit.
It's small, bro. It's small.
It is.
Very small.
You have to know people. Too, you know what I mean? A lot of these restaurants are packed every night. You can't get in unless you got to know someone.
Yeah. I'm glad we know you two fucks. Then we
two,
in, you know?
We two fat fucks. Wait, what? You squeeze the fat in there.
What's the best borough in New York?
Ooh. Best borough in New York. That's the fucking question.
I would say probably. I gotta say like the probably Manhattan.
I would say
I love Brooklyn, dude.
You could say, but
you guys are not going to claim your own fucking
Staten
borough.
Island, no, I'll be completely not. Fucking honest. Like, Staten Island is not the best borough.
Why,
I don't want to shit on it, but like, if you're from there, you know.
Can you describe Staten Island? I mean, we went one time with Kooj. He brought us the fucking Jade Island. I got hepatitis A through Z.
On the way out, it says sanitary grade C-. I was like, why do we need here?
Yeah,
I mean, Staten Island. How do you describe it? Like, how the fuck can you describe it?
We stopped by the Staten Island Mall.
It's 13 miles long.
It's fucking packed.
Where's
DeFonte's? Was that
that's in Red Hook, Brooklyn, where my mom grew up. That's right by before the tunnel to get into Manhattan. Right on Van Brunt?
I'll tell you Staten Island. Staten Island's fucking packed. There's a pizzeria and an Italian restaurant on every corner. There's two bagel stores next to each other on every fucking corner.
True that.
There is banks put up for no reason. There are fucking churches next to the banks for no reason.
Ton of douchery.
Ton of jerk offs.
What about the Ocuway?
On creatine.
You ever try that?
Oh, Ocuway Raw Money? Nah.
Horrible.
No good?
Oh, you just went.
It's fucking gross.
I mean, I just told him, like, bro, make me the craziest thing you could think of. He made, like, a Rice Krispie bacon, egg, and cheese with marinara sauce, I think. Ooh.
I mean, that sounds like the grossest thing I've ever seen.
I did it for the video.
I got a chopped cheese.
I met him.
He's a cool dude.
It was whack from there. Have you had Rob Money's chopped cheese? John, have you had Rob Muddy's chopped cheese?
The one I had was rough.
What's up with the chopped cheese?
I never had Rob Muddy's, but I would love to go try it myself.
Chopped cheese like a thing? Like a
chopped
New York?
Cheese is definitely.
Yeah,
a thing,
if you get a good chopped cheese.
Is
it like a steak and cheese? Same thing? Chopped
more
cheese,
or less, but
cheese?
It's like different. Out here in Boston, I feel like they would do it differently if you asked for it. In New York, the Aki guys, they know how to do it.
Right. It's fair to say the Boston version is better, though.
I just got a deli scene right now. They'll come in and ask for a chopped cheese. Big buddy, you fucking gone.
Yeah, no, we'll do one. You give me the wrong chopped cheese, I'll throw it at him.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah, fair to say, though, the Boston steak and cheese is better than the chopped cheese, though, you would say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The steak tips? Boston steak and cheese better than a New York chopped cheese, is what you're saying.
Yes,
yeah, that's what I'm ballsy, because I don't think that's true.
What about steak tips? You guys don't do the steak ballsy. Tips in New York?
No, there's no steak tips.
Why don't you do the steak tips?
I don't know. I didn't fucking invent them. I think it's just
sirloin beef cut into little cubes.
I thought that was like a universal thing. How about the roast beef three ways? You don't like the roast beef three ways?
Is that with the barbecue and shit?
Yeah.
I love them. Yeah.
Barbecue
not
sauce,
down there.
Mayo, and cheese.
I like it. Yeah, roast beef. They don't really like roast beef down there. It's like you got
don't do roast stuff. I see it in New York where they dip it in like the au jus sauce. Like, you know what I mean? Just roast beef.
Yeah, you could dip it in gravy.
Yeah,
you know what I like seeing in New York? The spicy vodka sauce cutlet with the fucking...
Yeah. You know who does a great spicy vodka? Our boy Joe Isidore at Arthur & Sons.
Yeah.
When you just come, we'll fucking hit him up. We'll go.
We should go, bro.
I never been over there. Spicy rigatoni, yeah, bro. It's crazy.
The food's crazy. Yes, I'm starving right now.
Yeah, me too.
I'm starving. Where's the food?
You get some spicy rigatoni down here?
How is it? Tell him to bring up the fucking steak bites.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Love my ex-girl, got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on Cape Town too.